You finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io, and now what I'm about to read you is a true story. It's a true story of what happened to a person in a bar. Now, you might think bar stories, but it involves video games. Now, I'm just going to read this because, and provide my commentary afterwards because, well, we're running short on time, but hey, who's gonna stop that? So, but I do find this story very, very interesting. So there you go. I took my Nintendo Switch to a bar and I was surprised by what happened. A Nintendo Switch and a geek walk into a bar. So there you go. That should be the clip of the day. A geek and a Nintendo Switch walk into a bar.
I grew up in the city. I've lived here my entire life.
What? That's got nothing to do with the story, by the way. I just want to put that out there. So a thought, this is coming from Dave Thea. The story goes like this. A thought crossed my mind at the hour wound towards the happy on a Sunday, Friday afternoon. There you go. I expressed a certain sentiment many times in articles at Forbes about Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and the Nintendo Switch. It goes something like this. You can do things with this that you could never do with a console before. Like bring it to a bar and play Mario Kart with a stranger. He realized he would be making this statement based on a theory alone. More hypotheses than anything else at this point. And as professional journalist, a burden should be on him to seek proof if this statement was not total nonsense. He sealed himself at the Joy-Con attachments that would allow two-player Mario Kart and headed to a real bar in a real world where real people would have been drinking. Minor note, the bar opened at 4:30, but happy hour doesn't start until 5, which, luckily, to come up with a new order, I was happy to go with an old-fashioned at full price. So there you go. Shortly after I set up the Switch, the waitress knocked it off flimsily off the kickstand when getting some menus. Oh, that sucks. Easily redeemed by moving the thing over a few inches, but noted. He booted up Mario Kart 8 and started playing. He opted for no sound because, well, there's that. At the point, a problem reared its head. You can't just sit there not playing the Switch without action. The tablet does not have the draw. But if you sit there playing Mario Kart, you become quickly that guy playing video games alone at a bar, no matter how normal or not weird you are trying to look. He tried a length of Grand Prix, hoping that someone might get curious. That did not happen. He managed a second, casting his eyes of what he imagined a friendly fashion that did not come to effect at happy hour was upon. He played another Grand Prix. It was time to force the issue a bit. A group of guys next to me looked afferable enough, and I noticed an eye or two wandering over the tablet. Anyone else want to play Mario Kart? He asked, enticing with a coy wave of the second Joy-Con. Mild smiles. Maybe if it was an insert pre GameCube Nintendo console here, a couple of them. Oh, jeez, wow, rude. I tried to note that it was becoming really difficult to wave down the second controller in the hopes of showing a few buttons. Blah, blah, blah. So at this point, I found myself at crossroads. It became clear that no one at the bar alone was a Nintendo Switch you'd be likely to get anywhere on a multiplayer until you hear five more important words. I had ordered a second old-fashioned before I'd heard them. Oh, would you like anything? Would you like anything else? No, that's six. Is that a Nintendo Switch? My new friend Chris asked. An opening. Ooh. Chris was a part of a group of another guys. As it turns out, a bunch of them turned up from Tampa for the NFL draft. Chris was interested in the Nintendo Switch. He liked video games. Chris began the conversation over fond memories of Mario Kart. Even with this, it took a bit conjuring to pick up the controller. And it worked. Trying to hit the bar. Sucked into the tiny screen in the front of us, realized one race in the second race became a foregone conclusion. Same for the third after that. All I needed to know, all I needed now was a hip rooftop party and decided to attend one. Nice. At this point, the game had changed. I'm going through the commercial break, I don't really mind. I'm too enthralled. At this point, the game had changed. I was no longer the weird guy playing the video games alone at a bar. There were two people, and somewhat apparently social, and trying to look like serial killers. Jesus. Chris's cousin Sam came over to play a few rounds. In the middle of the third round, Casey came over with her friend. Oh, wow. All right. But all random challenges always seemed to best me. A small prize. Oh, that sucks. Turned the page. A key finding was that yes, people would play video games with a stranger at a bar, and that's not so simple. There you go. Millions of people played them. On top of that, that's that. On a technical level, the afternoon was smooth sailing. Nobody found the controllers too small. Two people kept forcing
Escape
it
the winter chill in.
accidentally. I'm just gonna keep my mouse on this screen. I'm being played off. I'm being played off.
The mansion.
Most importantly, every single person I played with had heard about the Switch and thought it was some kind of weird and Wally converted Happy Hour Mario Kart. Aww. The most effective marketing for the Nintendo Switch is inadvertently the Switch itself. That was what was found.
Hotel and spa at
Oh, shush.
Werribee Park.
I'm going. I'm going. Okay, so there you go. A nerd, and a switch walk into a bar, and fun was had. It was interesting. So, by the way, just wanna, quick little story. Jeez, do we have time? Do we have time for a quick story? We do have time for a quick story. That story reminds me of when I used to have board game nights at a bar. Just saying, there was a group of us, but it would have been a bit weird if there was only one of us there, if that makes sense. As we continue here on the generic live show for a Sunday, we will continue breaking down 100 Days of Trump. Du-du-du-du. I don't know why I just did the fanfare. There you go. As we continue here on the generic live show, thanks for joining us. 10:34.